What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm supposed to have a damning opinion. I'm afraid to have one now. I have a crisis of confidence, Tom.
Is it that bad?
Because I don't want people to be fired. Because I don't like looking for new head coaches.
Even after...
But I don't want to...
It would be six full seasons. That's long for most teams in the NFL that aren't winning championships.
I don't...
Hell, Philadelphia got rid of their coach, and they shuffled their front office after winning a Super Bowl.
That's understood, and that is a hell of a thing to think about as we navigate this season. But I don't want to reward less than mediocrity. I mean, that's the 3-14 is terrible. It's hard to be that bad this year. But if ESPN is doing their predictor and they have 5-12 for crying out loud, it's like, what are we holding on to here? It's just going to have to be that simple. How on earth? Like, there has to be a point, and this is where I think we're a lot of Browns fans. Like, I'm catching hell on the YouTube comments, and guys, I appreciate you trying to talk me out of it here. Like, I think by the end of the year. And this is where the clarity has to come in, because it's before the season. There's a part of me that hopes that we prove everybody wrong. Like, I listen to a lot of football guys, like real football guys, not me goofing around with you guys. I listen to a lot of them, and I mean, they laugh. Nate Tice laughed about the Browns. Him and Matt Harmon and those guys, they just laughed and laughed about the Browns. Hilarious. The team that we spend most of our time talking about, fantasizing about, planning for, just laughed them off in the middle of their predictions and all that stuff. Great. And I go, okay, you guys laugh at the Browns, but you also say the Browns would be idiots to let go of the people that are in charge. You get what I'm saying there?
Like, I think it's split.
You people laugh at the Browns, but you also say you're idiots if you let go of the guys in charge. Because again, And nobody outside, except for Jason Lloyd. Jason Lloyd is totally 100% on board with us about this. It's like, yeah, Jimmy's the owner. Jimmy had to sign off, but Jimmy wasn't the one who spearheaded going after Deshaun Watson. It's like they have great big cover over Deshaun Watson. It's like, no, Jimmy was given the idea. And then he felt that he had to go deep enough to guarantee the contract because Deshaun never wanted to play here. Still doesn't want to be here. Crying out loud. Like, yeah, he was the one who was willing to go all in, but it wasn't like he was looking for the idea.
But do you think in this case, wouldn't this be the one time that fans would not go after Haslam for
firing coach for losing a bunch of football games, firing a general manager for losing a bunch of football games?
Like, we got into a cycle where it was every other year, new GM, new coach, and they got in that cycle, and it was like, all right, we're not even allowing anything to develop. We've allowed it to develop now.
Where is Kevin on the tenure list now in terms of coaches in the NFL?
I remember looked at this last
month.
Where's
Andrew on the tenure list?
I think they're definitely top half of the league.
They got to be top 10 by now. 6 years. I mean, we go through six coaching changes every single year, 5 to 7 at least. So, I mean, they got to be somewhere when it comes to tenure. They got to be somewhere in the top third. So it's like you've given them a good long period of time. Jason's going to join us tomorrow at 7:20. We don't need to go over that whole thing again. But, I mean, Jason's the one who agrees with us on it. Like, again, I like Kevin and I like Andrew, and I think that they can be smart people. But, damn, like, there's times where you had a bad run. You had a recent bad run, and I don't know how they can bring you back. Yes.
Kevin is 9th currently.
Jeez.
Tomlin, John Harbaugh, Andy Reid, McDermott, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Zach Taylor, and Matt LaFleur. Those are the ones longer tenured than
him. Okay. One of those always gets an out because his owner's cheap. And they've been, obviously, I mean, he's coaching a Super Bowl, for crying out loud, but I don't know how much that means
he's
to anybody.
He's the shortest tenured in the AFC North, if that matters.
He's the shortest tenured. Well, geez, Louise. Well, okay, I guess you got that going for you. That's one thing. Where's Andrew? Do we know where Andrew at off the top of our head? That's probably harder to find. That's probably way harder to find. Well, no, I mean, because it's got to be, because I know you've had some general managers have been around a little bit longer than what head coaches would be. But if you go 6 years, and it's like, hey, man, you gave them a good, strong amount of time to get it going. And knowing what we know that just outside of Cleveland people just refuse to accept is where, hey, man, like he was talked into that to make that decision, the owner was. So if the owner was talked into it to make that decision to go after Deshaun, then he doesn't get the same type of, and maybe that's where the miss is, that they don't get the same type of
Let me ask you this
leeway then. Here that they get elsewhere.
We have 15th. Not.
He's 15th. Okay.
We have not. Andrews. So the owners have been a lot more.
And that
been,
includes guys like Jerry Jones, who are on that list, who's been tenured since he bought the team.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, true. So I mean, Jerry doesn't even count because he has, you know, something terrible has to happen.
So the owners don't like to pull the plug on the GM, which is funny because I think Stefanski has a higher, I would say, maybe, I don't know. I think people are very fractured on this stuff, but I think his rating locally is higher than the GM. Right,
I think
now.
If you got rid of one, I think people would be just fine with getting rid of the other.
You probably would. So does it mean anything to you extra that Haslam, and it's not uncommon for owners to take private jets to go see, you know, big time quarterbacks, especially 4 of them, which is what they were doing, plus other players. They got 2 first round picks, not just going to be a quarterback. They're obviously like Caleb Downs. Why not? Right? If they're picking, you know, number 6 overall, who knows? That's not uncommon. But what has been uncommon, we have not seen Jimmy do this. And if he's done it, he hasn't been public. Like, we have heard that he's been at games over the years, but we haven't seen him on the field shaking hands. That seems to be not letting the guard down, but almost letting everybody know, yes, I am here. And by the way, I'm bringing the GM, and the coach is going to his first big-time college football game. Did that mean anything to you?
I think that meant a lot of things to a lot of the fan base. in a certain term, I think a lot of us who pay attention to this stuff, I think we were trying to get ourselves excited for 2025. And again, guys, I think Friday we'll get here, and I think we'll get ourselves going because it's a football game, sure. And you only get so many of these things to try to get to enjoy. But when you're trying to get yourself psyched up for a season that nobody has you doing anything well in, and you see the owner and the general manager on the sideline at Ohio State, and then you read the reports that the owner, and I imagine maybe the general manager, but I'm not sure, that at least the owner was at Clemson LSU with two quarterbacks that people think are going to be top quarterbacks. I don't know much about Cade Klubnik being there, but I mean, I've been telling you guys that for the last year. But with the other guy, with Garrett Nussmeier, it's starting to feel like a lot of folks are going, well, where's your head at? Are you feeling about 2025? Because if you're not feeling 2025, fans were already having to be talked into 2025. So they're going to be already looking at 2026. Albert Breer kind of mentioned as much yesterday on Afternoon Drive, talking about the Browns' presence at these college games.
I don't think it's quarterback specific. I think maybe like the involvement of the owner would be. Like that's the one thing I would say is like sometimes when the owner goes on trips, it could signify that. I mean, it also like for some owners is just an opportunity to get around their scouts and, you know, it can be a good trip just as far as, you know, bonding with your football people. And look, like they weren't the only ones. I mean, there are a lot of GMs that will go out on the road that specific weekend for a couple reasons. First of all, their season hasn't started, right? So they have a little more flexibility to do it. Since the cutdown isn't that weekend anymore, there is not the amount of work for them to do at home than there used to be. And the players are mandated to be off, right? Like there's rules in place. I think it's, you got to give them something like 4 or 5 days off in that window. So you can't even work with the players if you had any choice to.
Well, Albert, how likely is it that the Browns are going to actually draft a quarterback in the first round next year then?
How often does a third-round pick or a fifth-round pick become your franchise quarterback? I mean, I think it's pretty self-explanatory looking at the depth chart when you see a 40-year-old as a starter, and then you see two rookies that were drafted outside of, what, the top 80 picks, whatever that number is, you know, like that are on the roster. Like, chances are they're going to be looking for a quarterback in the first round of the draft in April. It's just all you have to do is look at it logistically. And so, of course, they need to be out there. They need to be looking at all the different quarterbacks. They need to be doing all of their homework. And the live exposure part of it is a really important piece of it. So I would say they'd be more worthy of criticism if they weren't doing all of this right now.
Audio again, you can hear that Afternoon Drive. That's Albert Breer on Afternoon Drive. Find more of that at 923thefan.com. Albert Breer's right. Andrew Berry's there to scouting everybody. Jimmy Haslam's got a business to run. Jimmy Haslam, I think he wanted to turn the keys over to Baker. I think he did, and I think he did it too soon for Baker, and Baker's even admitted that. I think that he wants a guy that he can trust to be the franchise quarterback. I think that's why he was on that trip. I think the Arch Manning stuff, guys, I know Arch Manning was terrible on Saturday, and so it's now the cool thing to beat Arch Manning up while he's down and all that stuff. We'll find out how great he actually is. Maybe he isn't that good. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. But I think he wanted to kind of kick the tires on whether or not, okay, maybe there's some people down here. It's a big college football game. He is a college football fan. But maybe there's some people I could talk to see just how interested he would be in coming out this year. And then when you go to Garrett Nussmeier and when you go to Cade Klubnik, those guys probably are coming out this year. And so definitely you would go down there and see, because you're trying to find out more. You're tired of everything that has led with the behind-the-scenes stuff with Baker, definitely the behind-the-scenes stuff with you-know-who and all the other stuff. You got to find someone you can trust. The owner's down there. Andrew Berry's down there for everybody. Absolutely. The owner's down there for one guy. Technically three guys. But he's there to find one guy in particular. And if he's thinking about 2026, I think a lot of fans are thinking about 2026. And I think it makes it easier for the fans thinking about 2026.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.